Explore the tropics at Whole Foods Market through April 16th. Save on juicy finds like yellow mangoes at 5 for $5 with Prime. Sweet Dacopan citrus is back, just $3.49 per pound with Prime. Plus, save on seasonal favorites like dragon fruit, kiwi, pineapple, and more. In the meat department, pick up animal welfare certified meats with tropical-inspired marinades. And be sure to try the spicy Hawaiian pizza, back for a limited time. Only at Whole Foods Market.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off. Starts Friday and open Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Hello, 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 hello. Welcome to the Naughty But Nice Show. It's Thursday. I'm your host, Rob Shooter. And guess who's back? We missed you terribly, Mark Lupo. Loopy, are you there?
I miss you too, Rob. Loopy Lewis here.
Oh, Loopy. Do you know, Donnie filled in for you last week. Donnie wanted to do the Thursday show, and he put on a real tap dance, and I think it was on purpose.
Well, I listened to it last night just to see what was going on while I was away, and he did a good job, but...
He did do a good job, yeah. But he's no Lupo on a Thursday.
That's right.
We like our regulars here. I like things the same way every day, and I think it's like comfort to turn on a Thursday, and now our cheeky friend, Loopy, is going to be there. I bet your mum Doris missed you terribly when you were traveling. Where did you go? You went to Germany.
I started in Prague in Czech Republic, and then I went
beautiful.
Yeah, and then I went to Poland, to Krakow, Poland, and then I finished in Berlin, Germany.
Wow. Yeah. And which part of the trip was by yourself?
Poland and Germany, or by myself.
Wow.
Yeah.
What was it like traveling by yourself? I had to get used to being like with my own company, with myself.
You know, I loved it. It was a challenge because I could be like late to things. And I was on time. I made every flight. I made every reservation. It was great. It was a really fun experience.
It's really, really fun, isn't it? Oh, well, welcome back, honey. We have to get a drink and catch up. I want all the dirty secrets, and you know what I'm talking about. Was a boy or two kissed in Germany? Was there a few broken hearts?
I don't kiss and tell, Rob.
And that's the truth, everybody. Honestly, he's not holding back here. After 12 vodkas, he still won't tell me. You're like a vault. You're like a vault. I know. That's why I mean. Love you. Hey, let's jump into the show. What time is it, my friends? It is tea time. A big story at the top of the show. So Prince William will attend the coronation alone, as Meghan is, quote, not brave enough to attend. We should point out that this delicious headline, and it's a good one, says it very much like it's a fact. And then the story actually goes on to say that all of this is the opinion of Paul Burrell, who I used to work for a little bit. Mm-hmm. Paul Burrell was Princess Diana's butler for over 10 years until she died in 1997. Then he came to America and did a one-man show. I did the publicity for the show. Mm. And he was sort of a strange guy. He was still straight at the time, still married. Mm. Now I think he's out. Mm. He was a fun guy and I enjoyed his stories about Princess Diana. It felt a little creepy that he was doing it, because that's something, I guess, that's really sacred. But he wanted to make some money. And now, unfortunately, as the years have gone by, his whole job has basically become telling secrets about Princess Diana. Uh-huh. And so this is Paul's point of view. So it sounds like it is a definitive fact that this has been announced almost by the palace or Harry's people that he will attend, but Meghan will not. But actually, that is not really the story here. So you're going to see these headlines all day. Everybody's talking about this. But because we are a very smart show and we love to give you all the real details, it's not exactly definite. And, you know, Harry and Paul Burrell don't really speak. They're not on the phone. If Oprah said this, I'd be like, oh,
right.
That's a fact, because they're friends with Oprah. But I think Paul Burrell, this is just his opinion. He's saying, quote, it's likely that she would be terribly uncomfortable if she attended. He's talking about Meghan. He said, are they prepared to face the music? That part's true. We've all upset friends or family members when we have to turn up at a party. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. Oof, this is going to be a little bit tense. So they're not stupid. They know that they're going to have to face some consequences for that book. They really went hard, particularly about Camilla in the book. Can you imagine bumping into her? I was thinking about this, Mark, and I've said some cheeky things about a housewife or two, and then I always bump into them at TV shows. It's a little awkward.
Yeah, I've seen it happen before with hosts I've worked for who have said things about people, and then I've witnessed it, you know, come to light in real time. It's awkward, but listen, every family is dysfunctional in some way or another, and that's going to be part of their story, but I don't know. This seems a little outrageous to me.
It seems outrageous, and the fact he's saying it as such a definitive fact, like he knows this. It's not, it's just his opinion. He said, I don't think Meghan's brave enough or strong enough to be there. Absolutely nonsense. Meghan's one of the most strongest people I've ever met. Right. She's much stronger than Harry. Right. And I say that as something I really admire about her. She'd have to look the family in the eye that she's pushed under the bus. Part of that is true. Yeah. Let's be honest here. Like, part of that is true. Like, I'm very aware when I bump into somebody, and I have said something cheeky, mm-hmm. the one that makes me cringe the most is Bethany. Like, when I bump into Bethany, because Bethany says awful things about me, and I say awful things about her, and then we do bump into each other, and we're always like, hi. Like, I last saw her at Catch, and she invited me over to her table for a drink. I sat there, we had a drink, and then the next day we went back to saying awful things about each other. Yeah. It's really strange, our lives and what we do. How are you with Jonathan? Have you and Jonathan, your brother, ever got into such a disagreement, said such awful things, and then you've had to turn up at Christmas dinner?
Not since we were very young. So I don't, right. I haven't had that kind of problem. But I will say, to your point, Rob, Meghan is very strong, and I think she would not miss the opportunity to go to a family function,
because she's going.
This is the peg to another show, another book, absolutely, yeah. and some other project, you know.
I think you're so right about this. When I read the headline, I was like, I would predict she would go without him. Like, she's more likely to go. I don't think she's invited without him, but if she could, I think she would go without Harry. Harry's the one that probably doesn't want to do this.
Yeah.
And so it's all speculation, but it is interesting, isn't it? Prince Harry will attend the coronation alone, because Meghan's not brave enough to go, claims Diana's former butler. So my question is, should Meghan go with him? And this is a really good question for you to think about. Should your partner be there to defend you, to support you? I think about Bruce, my husband, and because of what he does for a living, he's a songwriter, a playwright, he has to go to some, maybe not controversial events, but sometimes they're a bit dull, and he needs a bit of support, or he doesn't want to go by himself, so I'm dragged to actually quite a lot of a thing. Yeah, yeah. And the more successful he becomes, he's pretty successful, but the more successful he becomes, the more of these events he gets invited to. And so I have to sit through, they're not tense in a way that the royal family is. They're just a bit dull, like some of these like long performances.
Yes. But it's funny because I've seen you out, Rob, over the years, many events, and you're such a great, like, energy. Even if the event's boring or the booze is cheap, you're laughing, you're having a good time.
Like, I enjoy myself.
Yeah, you do.
I do enjoy myself. I like to think I bring a good attitude or good energy to a place. You can see it, can't you? When I walk in a room, I know who's going to be cheeky and fun and who is not. And I think in a certain way, Bruce's friends are so curious with me because I'm so different to everybody else in that room. I'm not sure if that's a good or bad thing. Hey, go vote. Should Meghan go with Harry? I'd go with Bruce. Would you go with your partner? I would go. This is a big deal. I would be there by their side. What about you, Mark? Would you go?
Oh, of course I would go. Yeah. You can't miss this.
And we're both nosy. I'd go just to be nosy.
Very nosy. Taking notes. Very nosy recording people. It, yeah.
Okay, go vote on our Twitter page @NaughtyNiceRob. Our Facebook page is Naughty Gossip. And be sure to check check back tomorrow to hear your results. Now, Lupi, what are you working on? Welcome back.
Yay. Gwyneth.
I love her.
I love her. Gwyneth Paltrow is being dragged for being out of touch, as she does. Okay, so let me explain what's going on here. Gwyneth Paltrow has been dragged by TikTok users for being an almond mom, a term used for adults who push disordered eating onto their children. Following a recent podcast interview. Okay, so Paltrow on the podcast broke down her daily wellness routine while administering an IV into her arm.
While doing that.
So she says, I'm really embarrassing myself right here of her IV. She said, I love an IV. I'm an early IV adapter. They're quite hard to find, and those make me feel so good.
They're impossible to find. If you're not Gwyneth Paltrow, you're not going to get an IV. Come on.
No, there's like a nurse that has to administer it. Like, it's not an easy thing to do.
It's a bag of like fluids that has to be put in your arm, and then someone has to carry the bag, or you have to have like a contraption. It's a whole setup. It's not easy.
Exactly. So this is not something that regular people like me or you have access to every day. So then she said, of her wellness routine, she admitted that she intermittent fasts and eats something that won't spike her blood sugar before noon.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, which is fine. She says she loves soup. She has bone broth a lot of the days, which is not really a meal, but I guess it's like.
But it's just water, isn't it? It has no like. It's like just the bones of the chicken, so it's the flavor, but there's no actual pieces of chicken.
No, it's like just it's like water, chicken water, yeah,
like colored water. It's chicken water.
Yeah. And then she says she does 1 hour of movement. She'll go for Pilates or do her Tracy Anderson workouts. It's a celebrity.
That's
trainer.
A good idea to move for an hour a day.
Yeah, of course we can do that. And then she went on to say that she dry brushes in the sauna for 30 minutes and has a vegetable-heavy dinner. I don't know what dry brushing means in a sauna.
It's a brush. It's like this wire brush, and you brush your body with it. It's a big brush. It looks like a broom that you like sweep the floor with, and you brush all your body with it, and apparently it sends all your blood rushing round.
I mean, this is ridiculous.
It's ridiculous.
So, of course, the TikTok users who watched this podcast had labeled her out of touch. One person said, she looks physically sick, so how much are these IV bags really helping? And another person said, she's too rich to swallow her vitamins whole. Oh, my God. What do you think, Rob?
I love her, and I just love that she does this on purpose. This is not an accident. I know some friends of hers, and they say that she loves triggering us. She knows what she's doing. Yeah. She thinks it's funny. She's in on the joke. This isn't like that she's not self-aware. She's really very self-aware, and she knows what she's doing. But they said there is truth to this. This is how she lives. Like, she's so rich and so fabulous that this is all she has to do all day. She's her own hobby. That's what somebody said to me, and it made me scream. She doesn't have any hobby. She doesn't go to Germany. She doesn't travel. Gwyneth is her hobby. And looking like Gwyneth and eating like Gwyneth and working out like Gwyneth, that's all that she's paid to do each day. And I think it's sort of like, I'm a bit jealous. It'd be lovely to just have to not worry about work and just work out all day or eat right or get a brush and brush myself down each day. But I think she's in on the joke here. I hope she is. But it is annoying. But she's aware of it. Like, what we're doing right now is exactly what she wants. Gwyneth, you win again. Hey, moving along. Kelly Clarkson is saying that her kids told her they were really sad about her divorce. Ouch. Mm. So Kelly's not holding back about her divorce from Brandon Blackstock and how it affected the kids. She said she's raised very independent children, and she's very, very proud of that. And they will be out of the door as soon as they are able and capable. They're very independent. She said, my kids, though, were struggling, and she asks them all the time, are you happy? What would make you happy? Especially over the last couple of years. And she said, it kills me. I want them to be honest, but they do say things like, you know, I'm just really sad. I wish mommy and daddy were in the same house. Ooh. She said, I just sit there and I'm like, I get it. I'm from a divorced family as well. I get it. That sucks. But we're going to work it out. She believes that communicating with them is the most important thing, and not treating them like adults, because they're not, but not treating them like children either. They're not small feelings. These are really big feelings. I am the first to admit I'm terrible at this. I'm good at talking about my feelings with adults and friends. I'm not good with children. I don't know how to talk to them. Do you talk to them like little people, or do you talk to them like adults, or do you googie googie, hello, hello-y, talk to them down to them? How are you? Do you have kids around you, Mark? Does Jonathan have kids?
No, but I used to babysit, you know, when I was younger. Oh. And so what I think is really funny about kids is that they'll say whatever they notice. They used to say things. They're like, why does your face look like that, or whatever? And so you just kind of realize that they don't have that same filter. They're open. They're like sponges. And so you have to be really careful. And then I love how she's so open and speaks to them and asks them how they're feeling and is connecting with
them. That's the key.
Yeah, that's the key. She's doing her very best, which I really think is wonderful.
You don't have to have the right answers, but you do have to listen. Yeah. That's what I've learned in life. Like, we can figure this out together if we all tell the truth and we're all honest about how we feel about it. I love Kelly Clarkson. I think she's so cool. She really is. I love this story. What is going on with Rob Lowe's son, who I have to say is as good looking as his dad?
Yeah, he's really cute. So Rob Lowe's son is opening up about how he found out about his dad's infamous sex tape in 1988. Yeah, okay. Ooh. So he, in a Men's Health interview, John admitted that when he was a teenager, a classmate told him about his dad's infamous indiscretion. He said, "I was in eighth grade or a freshman year of high school, and some kid said, you know, your dad has a sex tape online." And he said, I was like, "What?"
What?
And John said, I don't think most parents ever have that moment where they sit down and to their kids and go, okay, we have something to tell you.
Hopefully that moment is not that common.
No. And he's like, a kid figures it out. He's like, he was 16 and now this is where, you know, this is part of our life. you know, this reminds me, Rob, if you watched that Pam Anderson documentary.
I did. It's very good.
It is. And her son had the same experience in high school. Yeah. So one of the kids said to him, and then they would torment him for years and years and years.
Yeah. Think about it. Think how cruel high school was to you and the things people said to you. Mm-hmm. Imagine if your mom was Pam Anderson. Mm-hmm. Or imagine if your dad was Kanye West. Mm. I feel for North, because all those kids know what Kanye said.
Yeah.
Can you imagine? This is a complicated one. At first, it made me giggle a little bit because Rob's so cute. Like, Rob Lowe having a sex tape. I'm like, hello, that's something that's interesting. But he's still John's dad. Yeah. So the way you have to think about this is, what would you feel like if your dad had a sex tape? Now, our dads don't look like Rob Lowe, but that's beside the point. It's not about how they look. It's your dad. It's your dad naked, having sex. Like, that's a really big, big thing. And so I am glad that the family's really turned out well. Mm-hmm. You could imagine these sons, I think he has two or three sons, could be nightmares or just bratty individuals having that amount of fame and having Rob Lowe as a dad. They're not. They're really good guys, and everybody who meets them, knows them, says that Rob and his wife have done a really great job despite the sex tape. Would you watch it? A little glimpse?
I was thinking about that last night, you know. What do you do when you find that out? Do you go on Google? Do you read about it?
Do you Google it?
Or do pictures or videos pop up without you expecting it? I would think not. I would probably not want to look at it. But you can't help but be curious about what people are saying.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I know. Somebody I worked with at VH1 went on to make a porno movie. He was a young intern there and had ultimately, it's not a good ending. Now it's good. But he had a mental breakdown. Mm. He ended up in hospital for a while, and he lost his job, and he made this porno tape. And I got to admit, I did check it. We didn't watch very much of it because it was sort of a bit sad, actually, but I was like, oof, but we did do it. I wish I hadn't. Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and we will be right back. Welcome back to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm Rob Shooter with our dear friend Mark Lupo, who is back from breaking hearts around Europe. Or were you there as like an American ambassador?
For the gays, yes. I showed up
for the gays. I should send you around the world promoting America. They wouldn't love America if they met you.
That's
adorable. Okay, let's get to the polls. Da, da, da. Tom Cruise reportedly missed the Oscars because he was avoiding his ex, Nicole Kidman. Now, do you think this is true, or do you think he was busy? I mean, do you think Tom was really staying away from Nicole, or was he busy? Let's have a look. 60% say busy. I agree here. He was actually shooting Mission Impossible in London. I think he's bumped into Nicole before. What do you think, Mark? You don't agree? You think he was avoiding Nicole?
I think he's busy, yes, 100% busy. But also, you have to remember, they shared several kids.
They did, too.
There's like a very unclear situation, like her involvement.
Well, they went with the dad. and they're Scientologists, allegedly, and they have nothing to do with the mom. So you're right, it is messy there, isn't it? Hey, don't forget to vote on today's poll. Go to our Twitter page, at Naughty Nice Rub. Our Facebook page is Naughty Gossip. And be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. And now, a very unusual nicest of the day, but I love dogs, so that's why it's in the show. Woof, woof. What do you got, Mark?
Oh, our nicest of the day. It's French bulldogs.
Frenchies.
So the French bulldog is officially the most popular dog breed in the U.S. So the buzzy breed barked its way to the top of the American Kennel Club's pure breed list after it toiled in obscurity in the not-so-distant past. As recently as 25 years ago, Rob, Frenchies weren't even in the nation's top 75 breeds.
Now they're number one.
Number one.
There, you can go from number 75 to number one if you're adorable and you paint. Yes. And they do say they're delicious dogs to live with. They are funny, they're friendly, and they're the right size. You can pick them up if they get into any trouble. They're great to have in apartments and around kids. I love it. French is the number one dog. I think for years it was Labradors that were number one. Labradors,
right.
Now they're behind Frenchies.
Right.
Okay, let's do our naughties today. Naughty, naughty, naughty. Trems, who you might not know by name, but she's the lady that wore that very dramatic white dress to the Oscars that blocked everybody's view that was sitting behind her. She's released a statement and she wrote the following. Mm-mm. And the next one was, oops.
Oh my God.
Trem, unless you're saying sorry, I don't want to hear from you. I don't want to hear from you. If I sat behind you, I would have pulled it down. I would have said, like, you've got to take that off.
I want to cut it off. I know. Yeah.
Naughty, naughty, naughty. Let's end with a moment of Rob. You get a Rob, you get a Rob, you get a Rob, you get a Rob. This is really important and something that's quite deep. So I'll go slowly because I want you all to think about this. Love isn't a feeling. Love is an action. You only feel loved because of people's actions. Actions demonstrate love. So a lot of times people say it's very hard to love themselves. And I say that's because you're thinking about love in the wrong way. You're thinking about love as a feeling. Mm. You don't feel like you love yourself.
Mm-hmm.
That isn't love. Love is an action. So write down all the things that make you feel loved. He got me a cup of coffee. He was kind to me. Really, the thing that makes me feel the most loved is that they saw me. They looked me in the eye.
Mm-hmm.
They paid me some attention. They listened to me. So look at that list of everything you want in a partner and start doing those for yourself. Love yourself. Love is an action. Every day you have to prove to yourself that you love yourself. And telling you that you love yourself is not enough. It's just words. I need actions. Ooh. That is it for today. Thank you so much for listening to the Naughty But Nice with Rob and Mark Lupo show, a production of iHeartRadio. Don't forget to subscribe on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen. Leave us a review if you can. And remember, all together now, if you're going to be naughty, you've got to be
nice.
Take care, everybody. Welcome back, Mark. Pip.
It's Naughty But Nice with Rob!
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off. Starts Friday and open Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring? but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.